Dotson.
And when we got there, come to find out, the Gatlinburg, all the hotels in Gatlinburg and cabins and everything, they were 98% full. You didn't have a room to stay. You weren't staying nowhere.
Right.
It was all filled up.
Uh-huh.
And then when you fill up with Jesus, you ain't got no time for the devil.
Uh-huh.
My heart is fixed.
Your eyes.
Yeah. And he kept clicking till I said, that's it. I can see clear.
Right.
I walked out with glasses on. It was a whole new world. Before I saw trees, they were just green. But with my glasses on, I saw the green was actually leaves.
Okay.
Individual leaves. I could see each leaf on a tree from far away. Because I could see clear with my glasses on. I see some of y'all today, when we pull them papers out, y'all pulled out these glasses.
Uh-huh.
So y'all can see. And it still didn't help some of them. Y'all got half of the stuff done. Amen. But that's okay, man. Got your glasses on and you see clear now. But as we enter into this new year, we need a clear vision and understanding of God's word in order to live a victorious Christian life. Throughout the King James Version, I know it may be popular, this translation, in the King James, but the New King James put it this way. It says, where there is no revelation. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. In fact, the New Living Translation of this verse describes the times in which we find ourselves living today. Proverbs 29:18 in the NLT says, when people do not accept divine guidance, that put a whole new perspective on it, didn't it? They run wild. But whoever obeys the law is happy. As never before in the history of our nation, people no longer accept the divine guidance that comes from God. Many want to do only what they think is right in their own mind, in their own eyes. And we've just seen the enactment of a lot of things today where people are trying to change laws and everything else by what they think it should be. Same-sex marriage in our country, which is a direct violation of the divine principles of the Word of God. Now, although our nation was founded on Christian principles found only in God's Word, we find a disconnect. Amen? And we're disconnecting further and further from the principles of God. And now we are reaping the results of it in almost every area of our society. Kids committing suicide. Brothers killing brothers. Why? When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. Sex trafficking. Drug trafficking. They run wild. Run wild. But we are admonished throughout the Bible to live by and to adhere to the Word of God. How many of you know that the Bible is your guidebook? How many of you know the Bible is your source of strength, your source of hope, your source of food for your soul? How many of you know you got to feed your spiritual man? Some of us are walking around here spiritually dehydrated. Hello, hello, hello. Our spirit is malnutrition. Because we haven't given our spirit anything to eat in a long time. When's the last time you got full off the word?
Right.
You read the word so much, you're like, I'm about to bust, Jesus.
Right.
Like when you leave and go to the corral. Amen. Y'all know how it is to leave and go to the corral. Don't pay. I know. I've seen some of y'all go to the corral. Hey, not just one or two plates. I've seen some of y'all with three, four plates.
Right.
Amen. Do we go back for a second portion of the word?
Right.
Do we go back for a double portion from God in our quiet time? Do we pray to God without ceasing?
Yes.
We are admonished to adhere to his words. In order to make it through this year, we must purpose in our hearts to follow hard after God as Daniel and his friends did. Walking in obedience to God in spite of what others around you may be doing. Look at Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Amen. I think I have that scripture. Because I want us to see it. Maybe it's delayed. Well, just believe it's in
it.
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs not defile himself. In other words, he told the king, I don't want what you guys eat. That's going to mess me up. I don't need that in my body. Amen. 1 Peter 1:25 tells us, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. The word of God offers us hope in the midst of chaos. And we must focus on Christ. We must look unto Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12 and 2 and 3 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. You got to have a vision. Jesus looked past the cross.
Amen.
To the glory that was to come.
Uh-huh.
Too many times we focus too much on what's happening right now. Right. And not where God's trying to take us. And we get caught up and get stuck in the mess that we're in and not looking at where God is trying to take us. He said that he looked past. He looked past the cross. Because he knew he was going back home to the Father. Sometimes we got to look past some of the stuff we're going through. We need a clear vision or revelation of Jesus to know that he is our only hope in this wickedness and darkness of this world. We need a clear vision or revelation that he is the only begotten Son of God and he is the only way to eternal salvation. To keep a clear vision, we must purposely and regularly focus our eyes, our hearts, our lives on him, lest we get distracted by the cares of life that constantly try to draw our attention away from God and his Son. And in order to make it today and every day, we must ever be drawing close to God. Tell somebody, God has a vision for you.
God has a vision for you.
Tell them again, God has a vision for you.
God has a vision.
Listen, it is impossible to overcome our past and press forward without a clear vision from God of our future.
Right.
Have you ever asked God, what's your will for my life?
Right.
Don't play with me now. Don't play with me now. Have you ever sat down and had a little talk with Jesus? He said, Lord, what is it that you would have for me? What is it that you want me to do? What's your will for my life? You said you know the plans you have for me in Jeremiah 29:11. Look at it. For I know. Look at somebody tell them God's talking to you now. God said, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans. Wait a minute. Am I reading this right? I had to get up close. Just a small screen. Let me turn out to the big screen. It might be a little better on this screen. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I know I'm planning on it. Plans? See, y'all don't believe this scripture. Y'all don't believe this scripture. Y'all don't believe this scripture. Plans to prosper you. Well, have you gotten in touch with the one who said he got the plan to prosper you? When's the last time you had a real talk with the Lord and said, Lord, I can't pay my rent? But you said in your word, Lord, that you have plans to prosper me. Lord, I barely got gas in my hoopty. But you said you got plans for to prosper me. Lord, I need a job. But you say you have plans. When was the last time you had a talk with the Lord? And as Brother Percy said, spoke his word back to him. Said, Lord, you said in your word that you have plans for me. Declare you plans to prosper me and not harm me. I'm feeling hurt right now. I got pain going on in my life right now. Plans to give you hope and a future. My future looking very bleak right now, Lord.
Man.
Speak his word back to him and watch what he do. The As our scripture said today, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Do you have a vision of your relationship with God? Is your relationship with God as tight as it is with your relationship with your friends on Facebook?
Amen.
We're on a computer.
Uh-huh.
We're on our phone. Ooh, you see that? Ooh, let me post that. Did you see that? Ooh, let me post that. Ooh, that's good. When the last time you said, Lord, I want to post something for you? There's something going on in my spirit that I just don't want. When the last time you tested your relationship with God? You said, Lord, am I walking according to your word? Have you ever told the Lord, check out my post, Lord, and see if there's anything that should not be?
Amen.
And if it should be there, Lord, remove it. Wash me and cleanse me. Make me whiter than the snow. Proverbs 28:19, 29:18. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Y'all better pay attention tonight. That's how the Message Bible put it right there. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves.
That's good.
But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. You want to be blessed? Start looking what God is doing in your life. And line up, line, get in line with what God is doing. And if he tells you like he told to Sister Tim, you got to get rid of some folk, get rid of them. You got to get rid of some stuff like Brother Percy, get rid of it. Because it's blocking you from seeing what God is doing in your life. It's blocking you from receiving the blessings that God want to give. God can't bless no mess. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Joel, y'all mess me up. Might have to do part two on Sunday. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon some flesh.
No.
I will pour out my spirit on a few people. Just on the pastors and the ministers. Just on the prophets and the prophets. I'm going to pour out my spirit on my chosen few. No, us four and no more. Is that what? Oh, y'all can read. Okay.
Can read.
I pour out my spirit on. Look at somebody and tell them that's you.
That's you.
See, that's probably the first time somebody ever received the word from God. That's you. He gonna pour out his spirit on you. He gonna pour out his spirit on you. See, some people don't even think they're worthy to be in the same space that God is in because they know what they've been doing in their life. But let me tell you something. God will pour out his spirit on a hellion. If it's to get his will accomplished. Even if you hating on somebody, God using you hating on them for a purpose. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You better pay attention when your kid is talking to you. Because every now and then they can say some profound stuff. The teacher now is saying blessing over his food. He added a new line to it by himself. He said, praise the Lord. Then he hit me with another one. The other day, thank you, Jesus. I said, okay, son. Amen. I'm listening. Y'all remember when he was a little Billy Boy, he used to run across the stage with this microphone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help somebody right now. You better listen to your children sometime. Bible said that a child shall lead them. Because in your daughters and your sons, they shall prophesy. Okay. Your old men, that's why I'm heading in that category now. Because y'all know I be dreaming some big dreams. Amen, amen, amen. Some dreams and big dreams, some dreams, amen. But it didn't say you young men shall see visions. God's taking us somewhere. But it takes all of them working together. The prophecies, the dreams, and the visions. For God to do his work in the church. I'm trying to help somebody right now. All of us have a part to play in the house of God for God to lift us up to where he wants us to be. Just because you're sitting on the bench don't mean God didn't give you something. Yes, he gave you something. Everybody in here got a gift. Everybody in here got a talent. Everybody in here, God has given you something to worship and praise him with. It is then important for us to understand that in order to overcome our past, we must have a vision of our future. The anointing of God's Spirit brings with it a vision of how to proceed into our God-given destiny. It reveals a new hope of what life really can be. Do you really know what a vision is? Do you really know? Do you really know? What a vision is? A vision is the reason we get out of bed. The reason we learn to stretch our abilities. It is the reason we go forward. There are visions of raising kids, buildings, companies, etc. The vision will give us a certain amount of impetus, motivation, push, incentive, drive to grow and to change.
Right.
How many of you glad that now at the end of 2019, you were the same way you was at the beginning of 2019?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I don't expect this time next year,
right,
and the Lord's will, to be where I am today. Same old, in the same old rut, doing the same old thing, with the same old folks at the same old time, doing all the stuff just over and over and over again, then that's on you. But God said, I'm about to do a new thing. Can't you see it? Don't you perceive it? I mean, there's a few folks in this building right now. God done put something in your spirit. You just don't fart, you don't even know why. You just know something about to blow up. You just know something about to change. You just know it won't be the same as it was yesterday. Because God's about to do a new thing. People who have visions in the natural, they do great things. They invent great machines. All this modern technology, this modern stuff in the kitchen nowadays. Amen. Amen. You don't even have to know how to cook.
Come on, say that.
You can just buy some stuff. See, back in the day, grandma had to teach you how to cook.
Yes, sir.
But nowadays, you just get the box, read the instructions, throw it in the microwave in 5 to 10 minutes, and you ready to go. Amen. My daughter told me about this Dutch apple pie. Let me tell you something. I remember when grandma used to make a pie, she had to first of all go in the backyard and pick the apples. Then bring the apples in the house and peel them and cut them out, cut them up and dice them and slice them. Then put them in all this sugar and all this kind of stuff to make all this, the syrupy stuff we like. Then she had to roll out the crust with the rolling pin. Some of y'all don't even know what a rolling pin is. Amen. Amen. You better turn your life around. You better go get you one. Boy, that'll straighten out a husband real quick. See, you don't know. That's right. See? Some of the old tools used to work back in the day, not just for cooking. Amen. Rolling pin sets you straight.
Right now.
But you have to do all these gone. Amen. Her oven was gone. Amen. She already had stuff cooling in the refrigerator.
Right.
All this stuff going on. And then when it was dinner time, you saw home because you've been smelling it all day long.
Right.
Nowadays, one thing in your house smells like
what?
Right in my house. 10 seconds later, you smell something cooking that's in the microwave. I can make oatmeal in 2.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Say that.
Some of the best oatmeal you ever had. But mama, she's still old school. She still needs the pot, the water, the oatmeal, the old fashioned oatmeal. Stirring it. All day for that. Right, 2.5 minutes, let's go, God. Amen. Amen. But I tell you something about when you learn how to cook. My wife knows how to cook. She can throw it down.
Uh-huh.
Well, Thanksgiving, she threw it down. I'm trying to help somebody. I ain't getting this from osmosis. Man, I'm telling you. Mama knows how to throw down. She knows how to cook. Amen. Because her mama taught her how to cook. Hello, hello, hello.
Daddy.
You know, days I would go over there and pick her up. We going on a date. Her mama like, go in there, sit down, baby. She got to cut up this chicken. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at my future. I ain't in a hurry. You don't miss the movie so much. Amen. Let me sit down somewhere. Go sit down there with Daddy Sim and watch the baseball game. That's it. Go sit down somewhere so I never see. Yes, sir. Today, we want things so instantly. We want it right now. We want our vision to happen right now. We want it to happen overnight. But according to the Bible, God's vision for us is a deeper vision. Amen. One that consists of eternal issues and building things that will last forever. The Hebrew word vision is not the ordinary word for something that is seen. Rather, it indicates a revelation from God and in a prophetic sense. In other words, it's not just for right now. God showed you something. He's showing you your future. He's showing you something for eternity. It ain't just for today. He's trying to take you somewhere. Amen. We got to understand if the visions that God has given us, are they self-led or God-led? Is it carnal or is it spiritual? Is it prideful or is it done being humble? It's something hard to project our future because we're reminded of our past. Some of us can't move into where God wants us to be because we keep thinking about where we come from.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We keep thinking God can't use me because of what I used to be. We start thinking that God is not interested in who I am, because who I am is not what God is looking for. Huh. David said it this way in Psalm 119:25. My soul cleaveth, in other words, cleaveth to the dust. Quicken, revive thou me according to thy word. This is why the Apostle Paul admonishes us to forget those things which are behind us and press for the mark of a high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hello, somebody. God's vision is better than our vision. Come on, come on, come on. Job was in a crazy situation, but he dared to dream and talk to God. David was not afraid to challenge Goliath. He had a vision from God that he could conquer him. Joseph had dreams, big dreams, that he would be on top. And his brothers and even his fathers will bow before him. Even Moses said, I am not, but I know I am. Can I say that again? I am not, but I know that I am. That's what he said. That's what he said. Let's go to Exodus 3:11, and I'm going to shut this thing down. I got 2 minutes. Bible part two. Listen. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Anybody ever ask God that? Who am I?
Yeah.
Because you didn't feel worthy. Huh? Moses knew he was a murderer. Hello, somebody. He knew he was running from Pharaoh. And now he's asking God, who am I?
Yeah, man.
That I should go to Pharaoh. And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly, God said this, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Switch over. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name?
Right.
What shall I say unto them?
Right.
God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me. I dare you walk into your boss office the next time and say, I am sent me. Ha, 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 ha. They be like, who is I am? Then you say, let me tell you who I am is, since you don't know who I am is. I am is the God Almighty. I am is the mighty counselor. I am is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I am is my counselor. I am is my God. I am is the one who sent me. I am is the one who has control over my life.
Right.
And I don't care what you're trying to do to me right now, but God got me.
Yeah.
Look at somebody, tell them I ain't scared in 2020.
I
can see clearly now.
Thanks.
Come on, give the Lord a praise. I'm going to start right there.